Apostle of Prayer, James Broadnax, founder and pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, I'm here today on this beautiful Friday to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us this coming Sunday morning. It's going to be powerful. Yes, God has given me a word that's going to be uplifting, a word that's going to change situations. I am going to be teaching and preaching a word that will cause you to achieve your dreams, your goals, and your visions in record-breaking time. All you must do is get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad and meet us here for a powerful time of worship, 10:30 a.m. And I declare, you will be glad you did. But right now, I'm going to take you to one of those miracle-working, blessing, and healing crusades. And you're going to hear people from around the world that came to these crusades, stood in the prayer line. I prayed that prayer of faith in Jesus' name. And I declare the Holy Ghost worked the work. Yes, the Holy Ghost began to move in their life. Many was healed. Many was delivered. Many was set free. Many was blessed and prospered financially. Well, let's go into the crusade right now.
Yes, anointed with that on.
Anointed with that on.
The pain just went
away. The pain just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
So when you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the word of God.
It's gone.
And you can move it.
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache. And after he prayed and everything, it just went away, and I haven't had any dizziness since. And I thank God for that, and I thank you for praying.
So God gave you
a miracle. Yes, he did. And I'm going to tell it from now on because, I mean, I've been having a lot of problems, and now I don't have a problem at all. And I thank God.
Now, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to the Lord. Time, it's all right.
Born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The night you was here, you called up everyone for prayer for cancer and everything. Well, they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because
mm-hmm.
my breast would be leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And let's just give God all the honor and glory.
When Apostle Broadnax prayed and prophesied, miracles happened.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This is my name is Sister Mary Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Mary Moore, you was at Pastor Jackson Church, Mary Moore, and I thank you so much, and praise the Lord, and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God healed me from hepatitis C, Mary Moore. God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night, and you was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just got out of the hospital. they said my heart was, condition was a rare fibrillating, heart fibrillating.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time I had went in there, they said it wasn't, they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum, it wouldn't stop. As they say, I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out, and it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here. And I couldn't breathe good. It felt just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
Yes, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. You know, what's so amazing about that last praise report is her pastor brought her to the Miracle Crusade for prayer. And we prayed the prayer of faith. And God gave her a miracle. Yes, for 36 years, I have traveled around this country from city to city, state to state, praying for God's people. And I have seen God raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction. You better hear me. And heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I've seen God prosper people and take them from a low place to a higher place in Him. And this coming Sunday, God has given me a word that I know is going to release blessings into the child of God's life. If you're sick and tired of scraping at the bottom of some devil's barrel, if you're sick and tired of living from check to check and robbing Peter and dodging Paul and sometimes no creditors are getting paid at all, if you're sick and tired of it, I want you to get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad and meet me here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. The address is 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Natchitoches, get in those cars this Sunday morning. Shreveport, it's just a couple hours. You'll be here, but you're going to receive your miracle. Simsport, Cottonport, Evergreen, Natchez, Mississippi, Jonesville, Marksville, Bunkie, Louisiana. Listen, you want to be in that service on Sunday morning. Now, if you're ready for your miracle, I want you to meet me Sunday morning right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And the good news is this, you could be the next one bragging on God. Just like this.
Because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. When I saw the opportunity, I said, I'm like, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay. He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah. Now, this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise Him, I'll praise Him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
Yes, beloved child of God, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. I never forget it the longest day I live. Brother Ken, he sat there in my crusade there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with his Bible, with a pen, and with a notepad. He was working on a job, wife working on a job. But as they sat under this anointing, this entrepreneurial anointing, the next thing you know, God gave him a success blessing idea. And my God blessed them with their own business. You got to hear his whole testimony, how his credit was tore up from the flow up. But the anointing of God blessed them with their home. And it all happened in the same week. Everything came together in the same week. He opened his business that week and
closed on his house on that Thursday and went there to his job on that Friday and said, thank y'all, but I don't need this job anymore. And he's been in business ever since, and he's doing very well. Yes, people that hang around this ministry, they prosper, they succeed, they become success-minded, they become business-minded. Listen to me very carefully. I can help you if you let me. That's all. If you just let me. How do I let you help me, James Broadnax? By meeting me in these blessing and healing services every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. with your Bible, your pen, and your notepad in your hand. And you could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
My name is Evangelist Thomas. I'm from St. Vincent in the Caribbean. Yes, and Thursday night I was riding home, and I heard the broadcast on the radio, and he said that the Lord have anointed him to bless two people financially. And I looked at my friend and my wife, and I said, I am one of those. He said to pay. Everybody can pay $101.01. And me and my wife sit together and put our money together, and we paid it. She said to me, overflow. And I said, okay, I thank God. But this morning, I receive a contract for $130,000.
Yes, beloved child of God, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Well, you know, Jesus, the master teacher, he told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12. He said, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do, should the preacher do, should the apostles do, should James Broadnax do, because I go to my Father and I just believe the word of the Lord. Listen to me very carefully. That man sat in that crusade, and within 48 hours, he was blessed with a $130,000 contract. Listen to me very carefully. Don't you know the same God that worked these miracles in Fort Lauderdale and Brooklyn, New York, and California, and Arizona? As you watch our TV telecasts weekly on the Word Network and on Impact Network, these same testimonies that you are hearing the audio, you also see these people in the crusade. You see the video, and they are testifying, and they are not bragging on James Broadnax. They are bragging on nobody but God. See, I'm just like the garden hose that the water flowed through. I pray the prayer of faith, but it is God that worked the miracles in the child of God's life. I got to go, but meet me Sunday morning, and I declare you're going to meet your miracle. Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the beautiful city of Alexandria, Louisiana.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
To the Blow Ye the Trumpet in Zion Broadcast Ministry with Pastor Patricia Williams of the Lively Stones Church. Now, sit back and listen as we receive the woman of God of faith with a divine word from God.
Well,